As the U.S. economy recovers from the Great Recession, one fact that's emerging is that while jobs are coming back, most of these jobs are low-paying. Middle-class jobs, which have declined over the past few decades, are not coming back. NPR's Kelly McEffers has just returned from the Middle East. She's reporting now on how communities and people in this country are affected by this decline, and she's starting in her own hometown.
I'm sitting on a rusty park bench in Lincoln, Illinois. About a century and a half ago, Abe Lincoln christened this place right here with a cup of watermelon juice. I remember when I was in high school, this old depot building had been converted into a fancy restaurant. This is where you would go on your way to prom. Now, the restaurant's closed. The depot building's overgrown. The little watermelon monument is all faded. A few days ago, I came back here to Illinois, and I got off the train in Lincoln, and I just could not help but be struck by this question. What happened to my hometown? I head to the county courthouse to see Troy Brown, a friend of my brother's from grade school. He's now a probation officer. I ask him what happened to Lincoln.
The drug use is skyrocketed. The unemployment rate is skyrocketed. And just the general attitude, just no hope, I think, with a lot of young people especially. I don't know really when it changed, but it seemed to be overnight.
Brown has seen that change up close. The crime rate is steady, but drug-related offenses are going up. And the drug of choice these days?
Kids that are using heroin, they're snorting heroin.
So much heroin, Brown says there's an overdose every week. And that's in a town of just 14,000 people. A handful of people have even died. Brown says, sadly, heroin is keeping him in business.
Lincoln has really plummeted to the point where I would love for our office to have cuts because there's no more crime. But we're so swamped, it's just the exact opposite. I mean, I hate to say it, but I have like total job security here.
10-4, go ahead.
10-24, unable to locate.
Ken Greenslate is the chief of police in Lincoln. He shows me a new part of town, just off Interstate 55, which connects Lincoln to Chicago, a few hours north.
And we've had a new hotel go up there, the Hampton, and also...
The city council has increased the sales tax on businesses like these to renovate schools.
Thornton's truck stop.
And Lincoln recently got a grant to refurbish its downtown. But like in so many towns across the Midwest, the population is shrinking and getting older. Factories have been closing since the 80s and 90s. Since the recession, the few factories that remain tend to hire temp workers at lower wages with no benefits. There is one new plant in town, a warehouse and distribution center for food products.
However, its starting wages for its semi-drivers, not so great.
Like $18 an hour. This is the new reality that economists say is hitting so many communities across the U.S. Jobs are being created, but they are not middle-wage jobs. In Illinois and its neighboring states, the most jobs coming back are low-wage jobs. In Lincoln, where unemployment is 8.4%, a point higher than the national average, the few middle-class jobs that remain are in healthcare, teaching, and prisons. Police Chief Greenslate says that means some people turn to crime.
What would you say is the biggest challenge facing this town right now?
We need more jobs. We need more and better paying jobs.
Yeah.
You know, when people don't have work, then they have time on their hands. And when they have time on their hands, there's more opportunity for them to find things they shouldn't be doing.
Before our tour is over, Greenslate gets a call.
Like I said,
police have stopped two suspects with 15 pounds of marijuana they think have come from Mexico. An informant tells police more suspects are holed up in a migrant worker motel down the street.
Let's go pull in there and see. Okay, they're going away from her. Let's go stop those guys.
Greenslate barrels his SUV up to the motel and corners the two suspects.
Do not move. Let me see your hands. Hands. Hands.
We just stopped at this hotel, and now they are detaining two suspects. The guy's trying to get away a little bit. He's trying to fight. The police chief is cuffing him. One of the suspects kind of looks like he's about to cry.
Turns out one of the suspects is carrying a duffel bag with another 5 pounds of pot. The intended buyer for these drugs, the police say, a 14-year-old boy from right here in Lincoln. The next day, I meet Joe Plummer, one of my high school classmates, at the Steak and Shake out by the interstate. Joe and his wife, Josie, have three teenage girls between them. They say they worry about the drugs and the crime in Lincoln.
So how do you feel like you keep your kids safe?
We teach them how to shoot. Gun safety. We have lots of
guns. I have 35 guns in my house. Every one of my daughters and my wife know how to handle a weapon as well as anybody could handle one. I'll just shoot at the gong for now. Okay.
Joe takes me to the firing range where he teaches his girls to shoot so-called assault rifles like an AR-15 and an AK-47 that he keeps locked in a safe at home.
Are you ready?
And a handgun he keeps on his bedside table.
What's going on in Lincoln is going on in a lot of places,
says Richard Longworth of the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. He says America's declining middle class means small towns are starting to have a lot more in common with crime-prone neighborhoods in big cities. He also says towns like Lincoln need to realize this is not just about the recession. This is about a long, slow decline.
You know, the earth isn't going to open up and swallow them. They'll survive, but there'll be backwaters getting, you know, ever more what you saw, shrinking in population, population older, young families not moving in, high school grads like yourself moving away to seek their fortune somewhere else.
Longworth says for communities to survive in this new reality, they'll have to reinvent themselves, try to keep the factory alive, attract people who are willing to work the lower wage jobs. Otherwise, what happens to towns like Lincoln will be just another episode in what he says is nothing short of a major societal upheaval.
I grew up in a middle-class America where we pretty much knew life was an escalator. You got on the bottom step, and if you behaved yourself, paid your dues, went to work, worked hard, you'd end up at the top of the escalator. And I think that escalator is broken now. It's a tougher scramble.
How to cover that upheaval, I ask?
You've covered revolutions before. Treat it like just another damn revolution.
Sounds like a plan. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.